So you mentioned the other targeted agent that's been combined with hormonotherapy, which is everolimus. Can you talk about what everolimus is and what kind of issues come up with that in terms of toxicity and when you use it?
So everolimus is another targeted agent approved for metastatic breast cancer patients in combination with exemestane in patients who have failed an aromatase inhibitor. And so a small percentage were on the Bolero 2 trial that came with a less than 12 months from completing adjuvant AI or progressed while on. But then the majority of the patient had had first line, as was the standard at the time, pre-CDK4/6, single agent aromatase inhibitor, and upon progression went on to receive exemestane and everolimus. And it showed there almost again a doubling of the progression-free survival with the addition of everolimus. Now it has a whole different toxicity profile, and I think that's what I always try to tell patients, that despite the fact they're oral therapies, because I think patients equate chemo as toxicity and oral therapies as not. I think, you know, what we've learned is all of these targeted agents with endocrine therapy do require monitoring and to be very vigilant about it. So the first is that adding the everolimus did result in the addition of stomatitis in patients. And so that was something new for patients on endocrine therapy. That just is not a side effect of endocrine therapy. And that started early on within the first cycle or two. Now, that's been greatly ameliorated with the data of the dexamethasone oral preventive mouth solution from the SWISH study that really showed you could decrease the incidence of stomatitis by prophylactically swishing the dexamethasone solution in the mouth. So that's been quite helpful. I think the second issue with everolimus, while it's decreased and on about the 8% level of grade 3, is pneumonitis. Again, an uncharacteristic side effect for breast cancer patients from other chemotherapeutic agents that they may have been exposed to. And for breast cancer clinicians, that's just not been a big side effect from any of the drugs to date. So this insidious cough, shortness of breath, you know, has to have a little bit more vigilance to think about it. Chest x-ray is required to help diagnose it. Chest CT can do it. So again, that one's a little bit more challenging to diagnose.